KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. But of course, we're doing it one piece at a time. And today, we've got Dave Hayes as my guest from the Humboldt Trails Council. We're going to be taking a look at the Lax Creek Trail, how we're doing on progress with that. Also, we'll be touching on the McKay Tract and other stuff. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Cliff. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
All righty. So, Lax Creek Trail. First of all, I guess we need to backtrack and let people know where it is.
Yeah, so Lax is probably one of the best-kept secrets in Humboldt County. It's 8,000 acres. It's roughly about halfway between Eureka and Hoopaw. It's about 20 miles inland from Arcata, and it's north of 299, kind of off the Bear Road summit.
So, mm-hmm. And
there's great directions in terms of how to get there on the BLM site as well. So
absolutely. And you were giving me the best descriptions of the Lax Creek area.
Yeah. There's two phrases that are often used by people that are up there. One is embarrassment of riches, and then the other one is unbelievable. It's quite a beautiful place, you know, for Humboldt County. It's really unique because it's high prairie. A lot of the land is from, say, you know, 2,500 to 4,000 feet in elevation. And instead of being thickly wooded, it's a mix of fir and oak forests and a lot of grasslands, particularly on the western facing slopes. It's quite beautiful. You can actually see Humboldt Bay, and you can see down into Oreck from up there too on the ridge.
Wow,
it's really pretty. Yep.
So, where do we stand with this trail project?
So, it's June. About 6-7 months ago, Humboldt Trails Council received a grant. You know, it was awarded by the EEMP through the Natural Resources Agency, which is a state organization. And, it's a cooperative piece because the BLM is doing some restoration work up there. But we're building and will build over the course of the next year and a half to 2 years, 10 to 15 miles of mostly single-track trail, and mostly on the eastern and northeastern section of the area. So there's a fair amount of work that's already gone on. We've got probably a mile and a half to 2 miles either flagged out or totally built and being polished and buffed and actually starting to be used slightly today. And then we've got through the Greenway Partners organization in Arcata, we've got some staff hired to actually go up there on a regular basis and be building somewhat full-time throughout the summer this year and into the fall.
Fantastic.
And if the weather stays dry, you know, we can keep building rather late into the year. So it's pretty exciting.
I guess that's one of the pluses to drought.
It is one of the pluses this winter, unfortunately. It's pretty dry up there. You know, the climate up there is not coastal. It's about 15 miles as the crow flies from the coast. But it's also not as hot as it gets inland. So, it's usually a little 10 to 15 degrees warmer than the coast and then 10 to 15 degrees cooler than you might find, say, you know, in Willow Creek or east of there.
Well, that's certainly good because it can get pretty hot there.
It's beautiful. There's not a lot of water up there, you know, so if you're hiking yet, you do have to bring water with you.
Absolutely.
And there's, you know, currently there's a combination of hiking, horseback riding and mountain bike trails up there, and it's really quite well signed. There's a beautiful campground and picnic area at the trailhead down in the valley, and there's a network of trails that you can hike out and do day hikes west, north, and east from the trailhead. There's also a four-wheel drive road that goes pretty far out that's about midway up the slope. And then up on the ridge, there's an existing trail network and a road network, but that's really where we're doing a lot of our building.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to hear all the progress going on there. I know a lot of people are very excited about that. Speaking of excited, There's an area close to closer to home that people are very excited about, and that is the McKay Tract or the McKay Community Forest, which the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors gave the thumbs up to, and now the next step is what's next. And I guess there is a good chance to kind of get a little bit more informed about that coming up at the Best of Humboldt Fair, right?
Yeah, this weekend's the Best of Humboldt Fair, and myself and some other volunteers and some of the county staff will be there, and we will have a space at the fair showing maps of the area, talking about, kind of next steps and what the calendar is looking like, and just collaborating with volunteers on, how we're gonna proceed. The piece of property itself, for those of you that haven't seen the maps or are unaware, kind of the space, it's about 1,000 acres. It goes from almost out to Ryan Slough, where it meets the bay, on the east side of Myrtletown. It travels around, wraps around behind Redwood Acres, and then it heads south along the eastern border of Cutton, between there and Ryan Creek. And it's just an amazing piece of property it's thickly wooded. It's some of the best producing timberlands available on earth for certain types of trees. And it's quiet and it's peaceful. And it is, it's just a wonderful asset for the community to have and, to develop into a bit of a forest for people to go and get away. It's just exciting.
It really is. And what's so cool is that it's just adjacent to so much of Eureka. I mean, it's, you got it next to Myrtletown. You've got it next to Cutton. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful spot. And the thing is, I mean, the reality is that long before the county said, yes, we are going to purchase this and make it a community forest, it's been used by hundreds and hundreds of people over the years, just kind of walking on the property and enjoying it. And luckily, the owners have kind of looked the other way.
From time to time, people have been known to go out there and enjoy themselves either on their bike or with their dogs or just walking or hiking or just by the creek. It's going to be nice to have the spot legitimized and to manage the spot. There's been a fair amount of restoration work that's already been done along Ryan Creek to really shore it up and keep it and get it back to its former quality as part of our watershed. It's a beautiful piece of property, and it's going to be great to kind of get in there and make sure that we're managing the right access points and make sure we're not doing any damage to any of the natural resources that are back there.
That is right. And the nice thing is right now there are a lot of, as we were talking about off air, a lot of ad hoc trails all throughout the thing. Just people have wandered over the many, many years. Of course, none of them are marked, and it's very easy to get lost in there, as we were talking about.
It is easy to get lost, unfortunately. I hate to admit I've been lost out there myself this winter. It is easy to get pretty far out in that property. And one of the nice things about it is it does have some existing network of logging roads on it. And, we should be able to utilize a lot of that landscape and those pathways for to really jumpstart the trail process. There's a fair amount of horseback riders that use the property legally. One of the neatest things about this whole project, I'm the volunteer trail coordinator for the Humboldt Trails Council. And one of the neatest things has been the outpouring and the breadth of community support and people willing to volunteer their time. Building trail is not the easiest work. It's totally fun and rewarding work, but it's not particularly easy and it is time consuming. And we've had well over 100 people sign up and pledge their support and pledge their time from a volunteer basis to make this happen. And it's, all the money aside and all the other, machinations that have to happen, it's really neat to have such an enthusiastic group of people, ready to lean into this and make it happen when we start breaking trail, hopefully later this year.
I'll tell you what, volunteers make all the difference, as you well know, with things like this.
Yeah, we were talking about the Hixari off air, and know, if you, for those of you that have been out there on the Hammond Trail recently, you can really see the impact that an enthusiastic group of volunteers can make. Those trails are, they're clean, they're polished, they're better than they've ever been.
Absolutely.
And they're just a really nice place to go spend time.
And really well used, too. A lot of people use the Hammond.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's I had somebody thank me for working on it the other day, and I don't really work on it anymore. I did a lot of work on it in the 90s, but, you know, that trail's been around forever. And, you know, only recently has it, really kind of taken on a different personality. And if you know, for those of you that haven't been on it lately, you should go on it. It's really nicely cared for these days by
it really is. It really is.
So.
And you mentioned the Hikshari Trail. For those who have not yet checked it out, it is one of the newest little treasures that we have for you to enjoy. And you can access it. There's like a little park and ride at the Herrick exit, Herrick Elk River exit, and you can just wander towards Eureka from there, or go the other direction if you like. And you can see at the trailhead that there is like a little proposed, you know, future where it will continue. How are things looking with regard to continuing that trail as the waterfront trail?
Well, there's two things that are happening, that just bigger picture things that are wonderful. One is that, you know, the Bay Trail around the bay is starting to, you mm-hmm. know, pieces of that are starting to fall into place, either from a funding standpoint or from a regulatory standpoint. And Arcata is actually, you know, starting to break ground
yep.
on building the trail through their town. So the kind of the impetus for that trail to continue is increasing, and the pressure will continue to increase for that to go even further south. And the second thing that's happening is that, you know, the countywide trail system initiatives, and that language has been put back into the general plan. And I think, you know, the effects of those two things are going to cause the extension to, you know, gain more ground, I guess. Mm-hmm. In terms of the details, I don't know exactly where it's at from a timing perspective, but it seems like a very natural extension of what we've got along the Elk River there. It's beautiful.
It really is, and I'll tell you what, you can see how the whole thing is going to all hook together in the future. You know, you can hop on the Hikshari Trail, go through Eureka along the waterfront, all on a trail, not having to ride on Broadway. And you were fourth or fifth, and then getting onto the Bay Trail, and just going across the Humboldt Bay, so beautiful, and then going through Arcata and hooking into the Hammond Trail, and taking that, maybe perhaps from there, maybe hooking into the Annie and Mary Rail Trail into Blue Lake.
Yeah, it would be, for those of us that are trail lovers, it would be a wonderful thing, you know. And the whole idea of, you know, being able to get this McKay track up and running and get funding and really make it a, you know, win-win for the community. Ultimately, it'd be wonderful to wrap around the backside of Ridgewood mm-hmm. and really, you know, connect that with the Hikshari, so you could do a complete lap of Eureka without being on the road.
Oh,
you know,
so wonderful.
It's a wonderful thing. So,
that, yes.
That's what we're working towards. You know, there's definitely, I mean, there's umpteen volunteers. There's some, you know, people in the community, business people that are actively involved in this. And there's some people in the county organization that are just, and city. There's a whole litany of people that are just, you know, pushing for this stuff to continue and to grow. And I think we'll see it, you know, in our lifetimes.
Do.
A lot of this stuff is legacy stuff for us. It's for our kids, but. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff, and the environment for it's never been better, so it is really wonderful, and you know, striking while the iron's hot, that's what we need to do. So if you're heading out to the Best of Humboldt Fair, be sure to stop by the booth and check out the vision of the McKay Community Forest and ask questions.
If you want, could I mention a couple of resources? So humtrails.org is our website.
Of course.
For the Humboldt Trails Council, and we, you know, we keep it up, and we mention, you know, we schedule trail days, and if you want to volunteer, it's a great place to do it. The Bureau of Land Management has a really nice website with directions to LACs and maps of LACs that are quite accurate, actually. It's not the easiest place to find. So that said, there's not that many roads out there, so it's hard to get it wrong once you're there.
So they're, you know, the BLM website is a great resource, or you can go out to their field office in Arcata and they have a little trifold that has a nice little, you know, map that's great for hiking. And then the McKay Community Forest, the county actually has a really nice website that they keep up. Hank Seaman really drives this and has some staff that works on it, but the County Public Works Department, and it's co.humboldt.ca.us, PubWorks, McKay Forest, but you can just search McKay Forest, Humboldt County, and it'll pop up. But it keeps a nice running thing, and they actually have a mailing list if you want to be picked up. They've got a little link at the bottom. You can email them, and they're really good about sending out updates. So that's what I have from a resource standpoint, and hopefully we'll see some of your listeners this weekend.
Fantastic. Dave Hayes, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Cliff. Really appreciate it.
You bet. This conversation is all conversation that's on Happy Trails. You will find podcasts at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Trails to you.